And also Siemens this morning. When I say a lot going on, our basketball girls are on the road with the Catoosa tournament that's going on right now, the Port City Classic, and also the guys' team hosting the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational right now at the Bruins Fieldhouse, with action scheduled to get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. After the opening round day yesterday and some exciting basketball yesterday, and congratulations first of all to you, Coach Bart, on your guys and a win last night over Hugo, now advancing to the winner's bracket game against Bixby. But a little bit about last night's game against Hugo. You guys played with pretty good intensity and able to put it on them pretty good last night, huh?
Yeah, we stayed focused, you know, early in the game, and then it got kind of laxed a little bit. And, you know, sometimes that's hard to do when you're playing a team that you think you should beat. I mean, we're going to have our hands full tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Bixby looked extremely well-oiled machine last night. The Ardmore, a good Ardmore team, you know, they handled them pretty easy, 25 points. And they were hit with a heavy graduation last year, haven't played them, you know, in the area to go to the state tournament. But they've regrouped nicely. And they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, they're either really good like they were last night, or they've played some off games where they haven't been very good. So we'll have to bring our A game. And good thing about last night, you know, I was able to go to the bench early and play, get deep in the bench to try to save some legs. You know, haven't played Tuesday, four games of this week. And I was trying to be really smart on our sub patterns, but still learn and put the kids in a situation for them, they can play a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we did notice they going to the bench kind of early and getting some of the others into the game. Richard Courtney started off with a hot hand early in that game, and then Richard, you know, got able to rest him a little bit. Hartsock came on strong in the second quarter for the remainder of the game, and had a good one. But I continue to notice that Colin Tribble is really defensively playing some good basketball right now.
Oh, without a doubt. For the last 2 years, he's been our best defender. And, you know, that's something that doesn't get a lot of press, doesn't get a lot of notice. But, you know, a true basketball fan can see it, that he could really guard. I think he had four or five steals last night. And that's he can also knock down a shot. But, I mean, his key is his defense. And he can really guard on the ball.
He's got great, it seemed like, anticipation to get in a passing lane. I mean, it's like he can see it before it actually happens. He can anticipate where that ball is going to go and jump in that lane and get a piece of it, if not a steal.
Yep. He's, you know, we worked on that a lot, been up the line, getting in the passing lane, but you got to have the timing, and he does have that sense of timing. And he got a couple runouts last night, stole it on the pass, guard to guard out top, and he was able to steal it and get some runouts. And that, like I said, we need him to he kind of sets the tone defensively for us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there were some other exciting first round games yesterday in the tournament, was there not? I mean, that opening game of the tournament, a 3-point Del City win over Broken Arrow, that was exciting.
Yeah, you know, Broken Arrow led for most of the game, and Del City came, you know, number one team in 5A. And they came back and won at the very end. And that's with Broken Arrow without their best player. The Reed kid has kind of sprained a MCL and will be out for about three more weeks. But what a great game to start the tournament. And as I said, you know, you could put 5A, 6A in one group, have 64 teams, and there's no telling who to win a state championship.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not much difference when you start comparing 5A versus 6A. And then the McGinnis and the Putnam City West game, you know, Putnam City West has been ranked anywhere from 4 or 5 to 6 in the state, and they might have dropped a little bit. But they ran into a buzzsaw. McGinnis just was really good early, jumped out to like 18-2 or 18-4 lead, and then it was back and forth the rest of the whole game and came down to the last few minutes.
Yeah, yeah. West closed that gap and even had the lead a couple of times before McGinnis able to hang on to that. But that Christensen kid for McGinnis, he's a tough inside player.
Yes, he's a man-child. I mean, big strapping kid. You know, him and Joe Edmonds both signed at the University of San Francisco for next year. So, you know, you got two. We had a lot of Division I athletes and a lot of college athletes on the court last night with these eight teams.
Yeah. And Bixby, of course, wrapped up the night with that win over Ardmore 67-41. We've already talked about the Bruins over the Hugo Buffalo. So now that sets up round two today at the Bruins Fieldhouse. Action will get underway at 4 o'clock. Broken Arrow against Putnam City West. That will be followed by the Hugo Ardmore game. And then we move to winner's bracket game at 7 o'clock tonight. Bartlesville against Bixby and Dell City against Bishop McGinnis. That will wrap up this evening's action. There was a great crowd on hand for the opening day yesterday, wasn't there, Coach?
It was a great crowd, and you know, that's one of the reasons this was always a December tournament. We always had an early December first playoff, first tournament week of the season, and we made the decision to move it back to not fight, you know, college football, and thought our crowds would pick up. And of course, you know, it snowed out last year after we made that decision to move it, and but if last night's any indication, it was a great crowd.
All right. And you know, we've got coming up, speaking of great crowds and great basketball, yesterday our Lady Bruins had an incredible game. We've got Terry Rogers, the head coach for the ladies, coming up in the second half of Bruin Buzz this morning. We'll talk to Coach Rogers. But what an amazing game that must have been yesterday for the Lady Bruins to come back and win that one, Coach.
That's one, as a coach, it makes you old real fast. So they're not even fun to coach if you're down 22 or at halftime and, you know, come back and win. Get down 26 in the second quarter and then come back to win. But that will do our girls' team a lot of good, learning that, you know, you're never out of it. Keep playing hard. And, you know, I understand I didn't get to go down trying to get ready for the tournament. You know, at one time we had three freshmen on at the end of the game, in the game, and one of them wasn't Haley Tucker.
Right,
and
yeah.
And so that's kind of amazing. And so that shows that they can come back and win. They're never out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was even a freshman that put the basket in that put us ahead to win by a point. Maddie Kent had a game-winning shot there towards the end of that game. We'll talk to Coach Terry Rogers about that in just a little bit, but let's find out what else is going on around the athletic department at Bartlesville High School, Coach.
Well, next week's actually kind of a slow week. It's hard to believe in the middle of the season. We're off. Tuesday night is our senior night. We're going to honor the seniors at swimming at the ConocoPhillips pool. Everybody come out. If you've never been to a swimming meet, come out and watch it. I think you'll really enjoy it. But we're going to honor those seniors. We have some outstanding seniors this year in swimming, and so we're going to pay tribute to them. The only basketball game of the week is on Thursday night. We'll be traveling to Owosso. Boys and girls will be playing down there. And then we'll be hosting Owosso in the old gym, wrestling. So the wrestlers are coming to Bartlesville, and we're going to Owosso. And then that weekend, Friday, Saturday wrestling will be at Pryor, to the Pryor tournament. So kind of a, like I said, kind of a slow week, but at this time of year, that's not all bad.
All right. Well, we'll enjoy the activities that, while we have them going on. We certainly encourage you over the next couple of days to enjoy some of the men's basketball tournament at the Bruins Fieldhouse. Action gets underway at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, second half of Bruin Buzz coming up in just a couple of minutes, an interview with Coach Terry Rogers of the Lady Bruins. We actually recorded it last night during the pregame of the guys' action out at the Bruins Fieldhouse. So that's coming up. Bruin Buzz being brought to you by Siemens and also Logan & Company on K1 1400 AM.
Logan & Company is proud to support the Bartlesville Bruins and be a part of the Bartlesville community. Family owned and operated for more than 75 years, Logan & Company is excited to be in the community for many years to come. Logan & Company, supporting the Bruins and the community.
Somewhere in America, the slightest breeze harbors immense power. The tallest buildings leave the lightest footprints. A 50-ton train makes barely a mark on the environment. And a country facing climate change finds climate solutions. Somewhere in America, we've already answered some of the nation's toughest questions. And the over 60,000 people of Siemens are ready to do it again. Siemens Answers.
The following interview with head coach Terry Rogers of the Bartlesville Lady Bruins was recorded on Thursday evening during the pregame for the boys' tournament at the Bruins Fieldhouse after the Lady Bruins had been on the road earlier in the day and came home with a victory over Victory Christian. This interview was recorded last night. And right now joining us, we have head coach Terry Rogers, because the Lady Bruins have already completed the game earlier today against Victory Christian. And, Terry, I understand this was a good close game, and you come away with a one-point win, right?
Oh, man, I mean, it was a dogfight from the get-go. Yes, we did win. We came back with a one-point victory, being down 32, something like that, 32, 33 at half. Not at half, I'm sorry, through the game. And we came back in and actually played half-court defense and got after them and made some baskets second half.
You're saying you were down by 32 at one time?
At halftime, we were down 33-11.
Oh, my goodness. So that's an amazing comeback for your team.
Oh, I mean, our kid, yes, it is. That is the biggest, I guess, comeback that I've ever been part of. So thank goodness it was that part. So, but our kids came in and just came in and played the second half. But the first half was not very pretty.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what happened in the first half? How did we get so far behind?
You name it, we did it. So yeah. It was one of those things that just everything went their way. They were more aggressive than we were. They shot 30 free throws.
Oh, wow.
We shot 11, and most of those were in the fourth quarter. So. But it was one of those things that we kind of got the tip and went down and missed a shot. They came down and hit a two, and then we turned it over, and then it just, you know, snowballed from there. So it was one of those kids that they weren't scared of us, and we were really thought we were the number one seed, and they were just going to lay down and give Victory Christian credit, because they came out and really played. It was a good ball game after we started catching up. But early first half, they just whipped us.
Yeah. Well, tell me, if you want to share this or if you can share it, remembering that we do family-type radio here, what do you say to your team at halftime when you're down like that?
Well, you know, that's what I told Mike over here during this this time. There's nothing you can say. There's no need in trying to jump on them. There's no need in honestly you just better coach. And that's what we did. I told Mike our coaches and staff went in and honestly thought we did a great job coaching at halftime. Because coming out second half, our kids were ready. They were kind of disappointed and kind of hurt and kind of embarrassed, honestly. And our kids just came back and really fought tooth and nail the whole time. But as a halftime speech, it was really, hey, we've got to go out and play. You know, that's about all it was. We made some, like I said, adjustment changes and stuff, and it really helped us.
All right, and we talk about the youth of your team. I understand that the game winner came from a freshman on your team. Is that right, Maddie Kent?
Imagine that, another stinking freshman. When we were down in the fourth quarter, we outscored them 46-20 the second half, 43-20.
Wow.
And during the second half, when we made that run, on the floor at one time, we had four freshmen and Paige. One junior.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, and that's, I understand that the way that game ended, they had the ball with about 8 seconds to go, but you guys were able to steal an inbound pass, and Maddie was able to lay one in for the go ahead and for the game winner, right?
You know, Maddie really played good. She came in second half and played defensively. We had a really good rotation. Haley was in foul trouble, and we would rotate Gabby and Maddie in offensively, and had Brianna Fessler came in and played good, gave us some good minutes defensively. You know, with Matt, Katie played good defense. But, I mean, it's one of those things that back and forth, we'd rotate offense for defense, and Maddie was on the offensive end, and she came in, got a three-point play, and came back in, and we got a big key rebound and put it back for, I thought she had 5 points. And I can't even see it right now. But anyway, yeah, she ended up with 4 points, had two big baskets. She missed her free throw. But she made the game-winning basket for us. So that without you know, the defensive pressure and all that, it's one of those things that our kids were honestly got life back into them and then started playing really well and got the ball to the inside, and she just went up strong and scored.
You know, and obviously a good second half that maybe will put a little bit of spark, because if we back up, the 9-game winning streak was broken at Tulsa Edison, and then a Skytook effort the other night, an overtime
loss for the Lady Bruins. So a couple of losses in a row. And in those two games, and I'm sure throughout, it sounds like the first half of this game, a little bit sluggish. So maybe this goes ahead and kind of rekindles that flame a little bit and gets them going. Huh?
Well, I surely hope so, because our kids really – hey, that was a really big win, that way we did it. No, but hey, any other team we can't do that against. But you're right. It's we dropped two and then won nine. So I hope we're on a nine-game winning streak right here. But hey, we are on one game, so that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure that you'd be happy to drop two and win nine. Drop two, win nine. Drop two, win nine.
Every year, I'd like to do that. But eventually, hey, I tell you, our kids are going to be better and better next year. I mean, hey, we're living the life right now, and our kids are getting better right now. After this second half tonight, I think that's what we really needed. You know, because we felt like we should have won the game over at Skytook the other night.
Yeah, that was one that went into overtime, and unfortunately, a couple of late turnovers in that one in OT, and allowed Skytook to take the lead and go ahead and hang on for that 43-40 win after we had their big player in foul trouble most of the night. So I'm sure you'll be looking forward to a rematch there with the Lady Bulldogs of Skytook, and see if we can't bounce back and put one on them. So now this puts you on Friday night at 7 o'clock in the winner's bracket, right?
Yes, we play Verdigris at 7 o'clock in Catoosa. That's going to be a bloodbath too.
Yeah.
They're small and quick, and they play just full court. They do it all. I mean, they have to. If we ever get the ball down the floor, we're going to be able to score. We should be able to score at will inside because size advantage. But they are a really well-coached team, really good team. Have two really good quick guards that can shoot it. So. But I wanted to mention one thing about the fourth quarter. We scored 26 points today in the fourth quarter. And you know, this is credit to Paige Wilson. She has 0 points in the fourth.
Really?
She had zero. We scored 26, but I bet she had 8 assists in the second half. You know, so I think she had a double-double. I haven't seen stats yet, but she really played well the second half for us.
All right, and not selfish at all.
No.
You know, we've kind of looked a couple of times and watched and thought maybe as broadcasters, we look and Joe Rowenstein and I, we look and we think that Paige maybe is trying to do too much. But obviously today she's dishing off and getting a lot of assists, that matters.
That does. I mean, she really did a good job penetrating the gaps today. And this is really credit to the team she has right now she's playing on. Last year she had to do it all. As a freshman, I mean, we didn't have a lot of scorers. This year she realizes that, hey, we've got kids that can shoot it. So, and it has been a lot better for Paige, and she is playing a lot better. So now it doesn't look like she is so much of a ball hog, you know, right now. But she has had games like that, and we've talked to her, and she knows that. But she just got to take one game at a time, one possession at a time, and I wouldn't want to play without her. I promise you, we want her on our team.
Terry Rogers of the Lady Bruins, congratulations on a big win, a fantastic come-from-behind win, and good luck through the rest of the tournament. Number one seed, we hope you come back with that first-place trophy, and the rest of the season, we are excited about following the Lady Bruins all season long. Thank you for your time, Coach Terry Rogers.
Well, David, thank you, guys, and hey, we're happy to still be playing in the winner's bracket. We've got a tough one tomorrow, and the finals going to be pretty tough, too. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Coach Terry Rogers.
The preceding interview with head coach Terry Rogers was recorded last night at the Bruins Fieldhouse. The Lady Bruins are on the road with action scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight at the Port City Classic in Catoosa against Verdigris. And that will do it for this week's Bruin Buzz. Be sure and join us next week for more Bruin Buzz, brought to you by Siemens and Logan & Company.
Somewhere in America, there's a home by the sea, powered by the wind on the plains. There's a hospital where technology has a healing touch. There's a factory giving old industries new life. And there's a train that got a whole city moving again. Somewhere in America, the toughest questions are answered every day. Because somewhere in America, 69,000 people spend every day answering. Siemens Answers.
Looking for variety on your radio dial? If so, keep it right here for the next Bill Miller Show with Variety Plus. Our guest performers include Carol Channing, Sam Cooke, George Burns, the Everly Brothers, the Kingston Trio, Ronnie Millsap, Dolly Parton, Kay Kaiser, Glenn Campbell, Clyde McCoy, and Archibald Leach, alias Cary Grant.
Oh, hello, Monkey Face. Sit down, darling. Pinky and I are organizing a real estate company. We're going to buy up this beautiful piece of land right by the sea.
Well, have you found somebody to put up the money?
Oh, yes.
Who?
Me, old girl.
I see.
Well, the idea is mine. The capital is Beaky's. You see, Beaky borrows against some securities in Paris, and then we issue stock. The whole company, of course, would be in my name. It's very simple.
This is Bill Miller with your simple invitation to join me for Miller Time. Variety or us.
Sunday night at 6 on Brightstar 100.1 FM, KYFM, brought to you by Musselman Abstract, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Randy Bloom, Green Country Village, and Stonebridge Development.
I'm Lamar Odom, and I was raised in a single-parent household. Sadly, my mom died of colon cancer when I was 12 years old. Things could have gotten tough for me, but my mom made sure that didn't happen. Life insurance gave me the foundation to move on in my life.